Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samach Tes, the 10th parak, Get Pashut. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was Tanna Brisa that if a buyer claims to have lost his shtar, we write a replacement shtar for him, Chutz Mechray Shabo, except for its guarantee for compensation if the field is taken from him. Rav Safra explains that Lefisha in Kosin Shnei Shtaros al Sada Achas, because we do not write two shtaros with a chrayas for one field. The Gemara explains that the seller's creditor may collect the field from him, and the buyer will use the replacement shtar to collect compensation from later purchasers. He will then tell the creditor to allow him to repossess the field for several years, and the creditor will then collect it from him again, allowing the buyer to use his original shtar, if it was not truly lost, to collect compensation a second time, defrauding the purchasers. The Gemara asks that the creditor cannot collect his debt a second time because his shtar is torn up upon collection. Therefore, the concern is slightly adjusted. Tekasi mekoach avahase, someone may come based on his father's right to the field, meaning with edus that his father owned the field and the seller, so to speak, never owned it. He can repossess the land twice, allowing for this scheme. Point number two, the Braisa taught that the replacement shtar must be written without a chrayas. Rav Nachman explains that they write, this shtar is not for collecting compensation, neither from Mishubadim, sold properties, or from Bnei Chorin, unsold properties. It's only so the land will remain in the buyer's possession. Rafram said, Zosomeris achrayas tahu soferhu. This ruling of Rav Nachman teaches that a guarantee which is missing from a shtar is assumed to be an error of the sofer, and the shtar is considered to have achrayas unless it is specifically excluded, as Rav Nachman said. Rav Ashi says, achrayas lav tahu soferhu. So if achrayas is missing from the shtar, it cannot be used to collect compensation. Thus, the brisa simply means to exceed be achrayas, that the guarantee is not written into it, the replacement shtar. A woman once gave money to a man to buy a property for, and he bought it without a chrayas. Rav Nachman told him that she can say, I sent you for my benefit, not to harm me, and he must buy the property from the seller without a chrayas, and then sell it to the woman with a chrayas, taking responsibility himself. And point number three, in the brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, we do not replace sale documents because we're concerned that the buyer may return the shtar to the seller, thereby returning the sold property to him. Similarly, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if one gives a gift to someone and the recipient returns the gift document, chazer matnaso, the gift returns to the giver. The Chachamim say the gift remains with the original recipient. Rav Asi initially explains that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it is as if the giver said, sadezu nesunu lecha kol zman sheshtar biyadcha, this field is given to you as long as the shtar is in your hand. Once the shtar is returned, the gift reverts to its first owner. Rub objects that if so, even if the shtar was stolen or lost, the gift should be reversed since he no longer has the shtar. Therefore, Rub explains that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds osios niknos b'masira, letters, meaning a shtar, can be acquired through handing over to another person, so returning the shtar returns the gift. The Rabbanan hold ein osios niknos b'masira. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was Tanna Braisa that if a buyer claims to have lost his shtar, we write a replacement shtar for him, chutz mechray shabo, except for its guarantee for compensation if the field is taken from him. Rav Safra explains that Lefisha in Kosin Shnei Shtaros al Sada Achas, because we do not write two shtaros with a chrayas for one field. The Gemara explains that the seller's creditor may collect the field from him, and the buyer will use the replacement shtar to collect compensation from later purchasers. He will then tell the creditor to allow him to repossess the field for several years, and the creditor will then collect it from him again, allowing the buyer to use his original shtar, if it was not truly lost, to collect compensation a second time, defrauding the purchasers. The Gemara asks that the creditor cannot collect his debt a second time because his shtar is torn up upon collection. Therefore, the concern is slightly adjusted. Tekasi mekoach avahase, someone may come based on his father's right to the field, meaning with edus that his father owned the field and the seller, so to speak, never owned it. He can repossess the land twice, allowing for this scheme. Point number two, the Braisa taught that the replacement shtar must be written without a chrayas. Rav Nachman explains that they write, this shtar is not for collecting compensation, neither from Mishubadim, sold properties, or from Bnei Chorin, unsold properties. It's only so the land will remain in the buyer's possession. Rafram said, Zosomeris achrayas tahu soferhu. This ruling of Rav Nachman teaches that a guarantee which is missing from a shtar is assumed to be an error of the sofer, and the shtar is considered to have achrayas unless it is specifically excluded, as Rav Nachman said. Rav Ashi says, achrayas lav tahu soferhu. So if achrayas is missing from the shtar, it cannot be used to collect compensation. Thus, the brisa simply means to exceed be achrayas, that the guarantee is not written into it, the replacement shtar. A woman once gave money to a man to buy a property for her, and he bought it without a charais. Rav Nachum told him that she can say, I sent you for my benefit, not to harm me, and he must buy the property from the seller without a charais, and then sell it to the woman with a charais, taking responsibility himself. And point number three, in the Braisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, we do not replace sale documents because we're concerned that the buyer may return the shtar to the seller, thereby returning the sold property to him. Similarly, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if one gives a gift to someone and the recipient returns the gift document, chazir matnaso, the gift returns to the giver. The Chachamim say the gift remains with the original recipient. Rav Asi initially explains that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it is as if the giver said, Sadezu nesunu lecha kol zman sheshtar biyadcha, this field is given to you as long as the shtar is in your hand. Once the shtar is returned, the gift reverts to its first owner. Rav objects that if so, even if the shtar was stolen or lost, the gift should be reversed since he no longer has the shtar. Therefore, Rav explains that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds osios niknos b'masira, letters, meaning a shtar, can be acquired through handing over to another person, so returning the shtar returns the gift. The Rabban hold ain osios niknos b'masira. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Samech Tes, and by far the most popular suggestion was a cast, like a cast on a broken arm. So here goes. The buyer with a broken arm who claimed to lose his shtar and had a new one written on his cast specifying that it was without achrayas, because achrayas to soferhu, was surprised to learn that by handing his get-well-soon gift shtar back to the giver, he caused the gift to be returned. Once again, slow motion. The buyer with a broken arm who claimed to lose his shtar and had a new one written on his cast, that must be more daf kuf samach tes. The buyer with a broken arm who claimed to lose his shtar and had a new one written on his cast specifying that it was without achrayas, which reminds us a replacement shtar for a sale must be written without achrayas to prevent double compensation. So the buyer with a broken arm who claimed to lose his shtar and had a new one written on his cast specifying that it was without achrayas, because achrayas to soferhu, which reminds us, Gemara discusses how the replacement shtar is written without achrayas, since achrayas to sofer. So the buyer of the broken arm who claimed to lose his shtar and had a new one written on his cast, specifying that it was without achrayas, because achrayas to soferhu, was surprised to learn that by handing his get-well-soon gift shtar back to the giver, he caused the gift to be returned, which reminds the Gemara discusses if returning a shtar matan returns the gift, which is based on Malchokas if osios niknas mimasira, if letters, meaning a shtar, can be acquired through handing over to another person, so returning the shtar returns the gift. So once again, the buyer with a broken arm who claimed to lose his shtar and had a new one written on his cast specifying that it was without achrayas, because achrayas to soferhu, was surprised to learn that by handing his get-well-soon gift shtar back to the giver, he caused the gift to be returned. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf kuf samach hei. So the simmer daf kuf samach hei is Siberian Huskies. So here goes. After the Siberian Huskies handling service, Siberian Huskies, that must be on daf kuf samach hei backwards. After the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a get mokusher and a get pashut that was ordered, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a place where both types of shtaros, a get pashut and get mokusher, are written. And one told the sofer to write a get pashut, but he wrote a get mokusher. The Tanakhama holds kveda. The person was particular that it should be a pashut, and the shtar is invalid. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds mara makam hulo. He was merely showing the sofer the way he can write it, meaning the simpler option, but would certainly be satisfied if the sofer would trouble himself to write the more complicated get mokusher. Abaye names two more tanaim who hold mara makam hulo. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a get mokusher and not a get pasha that was ordered, and the next shtar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining aid echot beksav the aid echot bepeh. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a get mokusher and not a get pashut that was ordered, and the next shtar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, but then decided to have his testimony combined with another Siberian Husky owner who testified about the same thing in a different basin, which reminds us, Rav Ashi told Amemar he had a different version of the inquiry posed for Biyurmiya. If two Edim testified, each in a different basin, Maushi Yavo basin, Eitzel basin, V'yitzdarfu, what is the halach regarding whether one basin can come to the other basin and combine to rule based on the joint Edus? This question is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassan, who holds that testimony of Edim who testified separately can be combined. Can their Edus even be combined from different Bate Din? To this, Rabbi Yurmiya answered that he leans towards saying, they can be combined. Daf Kuf Samach Vav. So the simmer Daf Kuf Samach Vav is whiskey pronounced visky. That's Kuf Samach Vav backwards. So here goes. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey, that must be on daf kuf samach vav, whiskey. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed dahav, a gold dinar, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that a shtar which records a debt of dahav, gold, means no less than a gold dinar, albeit only if the shtar states mabea, coin, proving it doesn't mean a mere piece of gold. It must be a dinar, which is the smallest gold denomination. Although the term dahav dinarim, gold dinarim, or dinarim dahav, dinarim gold, means at least two gold dinarim, but zahav bidinarim, gold in dinarim, is interpreted as at least two silver dinarims worth of gold. The Gemara asks that perhaps he means gold fragments worth two gold dinarim. Abai answers, Yad Bahashtar al-Tachtona. The holder of the shtar has the lower hand. Since he seeks to collect money from the defendant's possession, he can only collect the lowest plausible interpretation. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births, which reminds the Gemara teaches that a woman with five doubtful births brings only one carbon. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births listed his name as Hanan on the bottom of the shtar, which they clarified as Hanani from the top, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although we follow the lower portion of a shtar when there's a conflict between the upper and lower portions, the upper portion can be used if a letter is missing from the lower portion. A braisa states, Yomada tachta mina el yomba os achas. The lower portion can be learned from the upper portion for one letter, of a lobush de osios, but not for two letters. For example, we can clarify the name Hanan written below to mean the name Hanani written above, or Anan from Anani, but we cannot learn Han or An from the names written above. Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Samach Zayin is cases in a warehouse. So here goes. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in the warehouse, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. The man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page, which reminds us, Abai said, the one who needs to show his signature in basin to authenticate his signature in a document should not show it by signing at the end of a blank scroll, for perhaps someone else will find it and write above his signature that he's owed money by the signer. Such a shtar would be accepted because the Mishnah states, Hotzi lav ksav yado shu chayvo. If a claim produces a shtar written in the person's hand that he owes him money, the holder of the document can collect from his property. So the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of just the seller for cases of merchandise, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, we may write a get for a man even if his wife is not with him because she can be divorced against her will. A receipt for the ksuba payment may be written for the wife even if her husband is not present since the document is only to his benefit and her detriment. The husband pays for both of these documents. Similarly, kosin shtar lulova afu pishein malvi imo. We may write a loan document for a borrower even if the lender is not there since the shtar is to the lender's benefit and the borrower's detriment. But we can only write a shtar for the lender if the borrower is there. So the man who was asked to sign for the delivery of cases in a warehouse and refused to sign the bottom of a blank page borrowed a pen from the man drafting a shtar in front of Justice Seller for cases of merchandise to a man who had no idea but has been known to all in the neighborhood as Yosef Ben Shimon for at least 30 days, which reminds us. The Gemara asks that perhaps someone will establish a false name in another town, for example, Yosef Ben Shimon, have a get written there and bring it to another town to enable the true Yosef Ben Shimon's wife to remarry unlawfully. It answers that Rav said, anyone whose name was established for 30 days were not concerned about him, that it's not his true name, because no one would maintain such a deception for so long. Daf Kuf Samaches, so the simmer Daf Kuf Samaches is a carbon Pesach. So here goes. The Tzumen Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, that must be on Daf Kuf Samaches. The Tzumen Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach, but needed to take an Amar Arts with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, which reminds us, Rav Yirmiyah was signed as an aide on a receipt, and the woman named in the receipt claimed it was not written for. Rav Yirmiyah told her that he had initially also told the other aide that it was not she, but they replied that she had aged. Abai ruled that although an aide cannot retract from earlier testimony, Rav Yirmiyah can retract and testify that it is the woman in the receipt, because Tzurman Rabban is not accustomed to carefully examine women, so he's believed that he now recognizes her after looking more carefully. Abai said a Tzumen Rabban who goes to marry should take an Amaretz with him because perhaps he'll switch with another woman and take her from him and he'll not realize. So the Tzumen Rabban who easily recognized which sheep was his carbon Pesach but need to take an Amaretz with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, was approached by a man who asked if a smachta kanya in the case of a partially paid shtar, which reminds the Gemara brings him alchol, because if a smachta kanya regarding a partially paid shtar, such as in the case when one who paid part of his debt and deposited his shtar with a third party and told him, if I do not pay the remaining balance by such and such a date, give the shtar back to the lender, which would allow him to collect the entire amount again. If the date arrived and he didn't pay, Rav Yossi says he should give the shtar back, and Rav Yehuda says he should not. So the Tzumah Rabban, who easily recognized which sheep was his Karban Pesach, but need to take an Amaretz with him to make sure they didn't switch the woman at his wedding, was approached by a man who asked if a smachta kanya in the case of a partially paid shtar, whose own Karban Pesach had a partially erased shtar in its mouth that needed to be replaced, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states if someone's shtar was inadvertently erased, he should bring Edom who can testify about the contents of the shtar and come before Beis Din, Ba'osin Lokium, and they produce a document of validation form and write the shtar Ploni Ben Ploni was erased, which was written on such and such a date, and Ploni were its Edom. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that there are three averos a person is not saved from every day? Hir Haravera, Yun Tefila, and Lashon Hara, that's on daf. Kuf Samach Dalad. Good number two, which of the one Rabbi Yochanan holds that even a single space between the witness's signatures and based in certification is invalid? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Gimel. Good number three, which daf do you discuss combining testimonies given in different Batei Din? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Hey. Good number four, which daf do you learn how the replacement shtar is written without Achrai, since Achrai is Tau Sofer? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Tes. Good number five, which daf we have a brisa that teaches how to understand a shtar which records a debt of dahav, a gold dinar? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Vav. Good number six, which daf we discuss replacing an erased shtar? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Ches. Good number seven, which daf that one should not write a signature at the bottom of a blank scroll? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Zayin. Good number eight. Which of the one a replacement shtar for a sale must be written without a chrayas to prevent double compensation? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Tes. Good number nine. Which of the one that only one missing letter can be learned from the beginning of a shtar, not two letters? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Vav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do you discuss if returning a shtar matana returns the gift, which is based on the machlokas if osios niknos b'mesira? That's on daf. Kuf Samach Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.